The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
Hello.
Happy December.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. But it's Britney Spears'
Get off
birthday.
The mic.
I don't think that's what it is.
Happy birthday, Britney Spears.
Oh, is it Britney's birthday?
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers.
Fuck him.
Well, and happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah started on the 3rd. Yes. And what else?
And in honor of the 5 days of low oil, we have like 5 different kinds of snacks that you've brought.
I'm like, low oil. I just got my oil changed yesterday. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess, yeah, this is Tuesday.
Right.
I'm saying it is Sunday, which was the day we're recording.
Yes.
So if it's Tuesday, it's Jay-Z's birthday.
Well, all right then.
Oh, nice.
There was a live feed of him and Beyonce on the Nelson Mandela 100 thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her outfit was pretty cool.
Well, and RIP to George Herbert Walker Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
Mm-hmm. Every time there's like a breaking news thing, I'm like, come on, for like 1 second. And then
why? Who do you hope
you
that
is? I mean, you think Trump's been assassinated?
Yeah,
is that what you think?
I'm not going to say what I think.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm very like, ooh. And then it's like, oh, okay. Well,
there's
he's like
too many crazies
old, so.
Out there that love him. They love him. So today is cookie day, which is why
we have the best cookies.
I have chocolate chip. And
yeah, they're a fucking 100 calories each.
That's what chocolate chip cookies are. What
Good
chocolate
night.
Chip cookies do you have that aren't?
The Thins.
You don't do that on dates, do you?
What?
Count calories?
No.
Okay, good, because it's not attractive.
No. And it's wear brown shoes day.
I'm wearing a brown shirt.
You're wearing a brown shirt, but how many of us wear brown shoes?
I have brown boots.
Do you wear brown shoes?
No, I don't even own brown shoes.
Yeah.
You ever think the world's a tuxedo and you're just a pair of brown shoes?
I entertain the thought of getting like a pair of Timberlands.
One of, the, you know, one of my favorite mm-hmm. things that the great George Gobel ever said. You guys will not know who that is.
No, because you're a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is it?
He was an actor back. He said this on the Carson show back in the early 70s.
Oh my God.
And that was like 8 or 9 years old. I remember. I just thought it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
There was a clip from 2007 that my buddy Dan on Facebook posted, and it was Martha Stewart cooking with Joan Rivers. And I guess at the time, Donald Trump must have had like a Omaha Steaks kind of thing.
Well, yeah, Trump steaks.
And Joan Rivers is like, I don't want to eat a piece of Donald Trump. And Martha Stewart said something like, well, it's not really Donald Trump. And then, I don't know, then she said, well, he should burn or something. And it was like, I can't remember the
Even
whole
back
clip.
Then, people hated him.
But it was funny because Martha Stewart just like under her breath was like, that's too bad. Like, she just didn't like him. And I'm like, that was like 2007.
I mean, Rosie O'Donnell tried to tell y'all. Nobody wanted to listen.
That's right.
I don't know about Rosie. Today is Dice Day. Favorite dice games?
Not like Andrew Dice Clay or anything.
No. Like Hickory Dickory Dock.
Left, right, center.
Oh, left, right, center is a good one.
Left, right, center. I played Yahtzee when I was by my cousins. And then she has these like tubes of dice and it's tensies. Mm. So you like be ones and then you got to do like roll all ones. And there's so many games you can play with dice.
One Christmas I cleaned up in left, right, center.
Really?
I should see if anyone wants to play this year.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the family dildo is going to surface this year?
I don't know. This is the other side. But yeah, that side of the family... It's going to be a sad Christmas 2 years in a row if it doesn't.
You better bring a backup.
No, I'm not.
It vibrates.
You want one of my old ones?
Somebody lost it.
I sincerely hope that was not a used one. So no, I do not want your...
You just spray it with the spray and it's clean.
That's disgusting.
You're hilarious. I posted a video on the Dishing Bitches Facebook page and it was like this guy and he's washing his hands at the sink and then he goes to grab the towel and the towel is like being like it's on top of a dildo that's stuck to the wall. And so he grabs the towel and when he sees what was holding the towel, he like falls down and he's like scrambling to get out of the room. Like, what the fuck? It was hilarious.
It was a wiener?
It was a big, long one, though.
My mom posted something and tagged you in it on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, the vagina ornaments. Yes. Those crack me up.
And I had a friend, because some of my friends...
I just posted a picture from that place in Florida you go to. That's...
Oh yeah, everybody loved that too. And I'm like, and then
place in Florida?
The nudist colony.
Oh, it's still around?
Paradise Lakes, yes. So then I posted the link if you wanted to like check out Paradise Lakes on Facebook.
It was the greatest cartoon ever.
And maybe you'll go.
So many people loved it. Yeah, it was a cartoon though, but it was like people floating in the pool getting eaten out and sucking dicks. And I'm like, boy, Ed, you really found a racy cartoon.
Well, one of my friends sent me a screenshot of my mom's post of the vagina ornaments. Like, Steph? I'm like, she needs to get slapped. So then I told my mom, I'm like, yeah, people are sending
Paula,
me screenshots.
Paula, you go just right ahead and keep doing that.
She was like, I only did it to tag Steph in it. And I'm like, yeah, but like, you're still posting it to your wall. It's gross.
It's not, there were cute ornaments, though. It's not like they look like a Flappy Ham sandwich.
I like simple pleasures, like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me. That's just something that I enjoy. Call me crazy.
I forgot
call
the
me
butter this week for you, Ed. I'm sorry.
I have plenty of butter.
Put butter in his ass?
Yeah, no, they were, but they were pretty. They weren't like horribly
anatomical
looking.
You have your mom post that and then see.
Believe me, my mom's done
much. All right, let's
worse.
Hit the outline and go.
Okay, today is Cabernet Franc Day.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't. They say that's like one of the granddaddies
I
of all the red wines.
I enjoy a good Cabernet Franc once in a while.
Yeah, I honestly, I'll say I never heard of it.
Because I don't know the difference.
It's one of the main varietals. Sure.
That's what it said. Like Cabernet Sauvignon, Sauvignon Blanc, and then Cab Franc is.
I love a good Grenache.
I had a Petit Syrah this week. It was very nice. So we said happy December, happy Hanukkah. Okay, happy humping.
Right.
I love it that the Sun UK, they have like this.
It's like your favorite website.
Kind of. And they have like
isn't
this.
Isn't it just like National Enquirer?
Yes, it really is. But from England. So, you know, it's, so it's more highbrow.
The offshoot of this, like, I don't know, it's called Fabulous, I think it's called. And so they have... a different sex position for every day of that, like it's their
like
sex
an advent
calendar.
That's kind of fun.
So today's is the mistletoe.
I should have had the sex clock sponsor that.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the sex.
What's the mistletoe? It better not be something with feet.
It says start by simply facing up to your partner and lifting one foot.
Yeah, I know.
Let your partner wrap your leg around his waist and have him hold you in place while you rock back and forth.
So missionary?
No, you're standing.
Oh, standing up.
Yeah, standing up. And it says perfect when you've had a bit too much to eat because this position allows you to control the pace for whatever feels comfortable for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that sounds
What does that have
good.
To do with mistletoe? You're supposed to do it under mistletoe?
It says mistletoe is the optional extra.
That can make for a really weird holiday party if there's mistletoe.
You know, and you can easily segue right now into the most annoying story of the week.
That was my real news versus fake news.
No, the radio station in Cleveland who stopped playing Santa.
Yeah, that was real news.
Why is that annoying?
Why would that be real news or fake
because
news?
Because I can't believe somebody would ban a fucking Christmas song.
They should. That
that's
song
been
is creepy
around
as fuck,
forever.
Come on.
Also,
who are you?
That was the smartest marketing thing ever. How many people are talking about this? I don't even think it's like...
They're talking about how stupid this program director is.
But they're also talking about the
radio
station.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And who cares? Have you listened to that song's terrible anyway. No one needs to hear it.
I love that song.
It's terrible. It's
they,
so creepy.
They call it Star 102, but their call letters are WDOK.
Like, dog.
That's
dork.
So stupid. It
the
sounds
dork.
Like sounds like a Klingon name. But yeah, so okay, baby it's cold outside. They've
baby
banned it from their
outside.
Station because they said it has a manipulative message.
Okay.
And
it doesn't? You don't think it does?
No.
What do you think it is then?
I think it's flirting.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
there's
so
nothing wrong with that.
Here's okay. some of the lyrics. What's in this drink? The woman asks.
That's a thing from the 1930s.
1944.
I'm pretty sure.
Right. Nothing wrong with
Bill
that
Bill Cosby
song.
Had whatever that stuff was.
Okay, then, well, that was from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, but I'm sure in the 30s it was around too, right?
So the woman says, what's in this drink? And the man says, mind if I move in closer?
Not Rohypnol.
What's the sense in hurting my pride? And she says, the answer is no. And he says, but baby, it's cold outside. So
I mean, regardless of whatever they're saying, like it's implying. Mm-hmm. It's a shitty song and it's creepy as fuck, so I don't care if they don't play it.
There was a couple from Minnesota that actually rewrote the lyrics to it just because the song is pretty, mm-hmm. right? And
I don't want to hear the
No, there's just three lines, and she says, "I really can't stay," and he says, "Baby, I'm fine with that." And then she says, "I've got to go away." So, I mean, they weren't horribly rewritten. But I guess I've never really listened to the lyrics of that song.
It's just a cute, flirty, come cuddle with me by the fire song.
Okay.
I don't know. People are just saying that the woman's saying no when he's not.
Anybody doesn't
no
think
an
so
answer.
Can just go fuck off.
You can go fuck off for thinking it's cute.
Oh, man. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I mean, of course men think that's cute.
We went from fun sexual positions to getting angry.
Take off my bra and
didn't you want her to talk about that?
Yes, he did. He did. All right, so what's next?
I'm smiling over here. It's fine.
We have listener feedback. That's sure. exciting. I had someone named Ken, and he said the show...
You had someone named
I have
Ken?
I'm sure she's
comment.
Had plenty of guys named Ken.
Well, I have a comment from a Ken.
Okay.
And he says, the show reminds me so much of Steve and Gary in their prime.
Oh, brother.
And then you mentioned Steve this week on the show. My mom loved him. My first concert...
Well, Steffi and I used to work for him.
So. Yeah, I have to say, I'm probably influenced
17 years of my life.
And I listened to him my whole life. My mom loved him, too.
See,
so.
I listened to Kev and Johnny B.
We listened to
Steve.
All of them. We had no choice in the car.
But, so he said, my first concert was Teenage Radiation at the Mill Run when I was in fifth grade.
Oh, God, the Mill Run Theater.
He's like, my mom was the oldest one there, and I was the youngest one in
Did
the
Did you
audience.
See they're moving double
mom, door? Mom apparently couldn't get a babysitter?
I don't know. I dragged my kids to concerts.
Well, they got kicked... Double. I'm sorry, we're having three a conversation. Double door.
Well, thanks, Ken. Was that it?
That was it from Ken. Yes.
I mean, Double Door got kicked out of that space.
I know, but they're going to reopen it.
I would hope so.
Yeah, Double Door's reopening in Uptown, which is nice.
I don't know
closer to me
how well that's going to work for them, but good. You know, good.
Uptown has some fun stuff going on over there.
I would love to see
Especially
Uptown
right
come
in that
back.
Area.
I mean, you got the Aragon Brawl Room. You got their huge $100 million rehab of the Uptown Theater going on. I would love Uptown to come back.
I think it's back. I don't think people don't.
No, I went there a few years ago when friend of the show, JVO, was doing his little, like a variety show.
Where did you go?
It was at the Uptown Underground.
Oh.
So it must have been the Uptown Theater,
right,
but it was underneath. Yeah. It was so cute down there. They had like these pinup statues and it looked like, you know, a cute little speakeasy from back in the day
I've
down
never
there.
Been there. See?
It was super cute.
Steps in the City. You got to check out.
I was with Tony Lasano.
That was our first Steps in the City, our only Steps in the City episode. We drove to the Sonic in Uptown.
Yes.
A lot of ties to Uptown already on the new
we
show.
Had fun. Ed, I think we have some voicemail.
We do. I was just going to say. It's ready
hey,
for
everybody.
Me.
This is Johnny from the North Shore. Long time listener, first time caller.
Just somebody that Steph used to
hey,
fuck.
Steph,
never.
Especially Steph from Fox Lake.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not me.
Not you.
Message, though, is from my man, Ed.
Hey.
They all love
follow along. Okay, in the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
Gandalf was a badass when he was Gandalf the Grey. He died, came back as Gandalf the White, and was the baddest motherfucker around. So, in regards to your beard issue, let it grow, let it be white, let it be powerful, and slay.
And I've got a big magic wand, but I don't have magical powers.
All right, later.
Don't think that's...
Well, see, he even texts
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it.
That's Johnny on, I think on Instagram. He's Cooler by the Lake 43.
Oh, I don't know that I follow him. I will.
He posts a lot of like cool food pictures.
I hate that.
He's
right
always like, get in
that.
My belly. But he was saying like having a beard, it means that you have the wisdom to like go down on women. I don't
need a beard for that.
Well,
I just think it makes you look more manly.
I do too. Okay. I do too.
I appreciate it.
But he always has such nice comments.
Everyone has an angle. They're latching onto your handle. To start yanking out your weary soul again. Honing in on the widows. Exposing light to the B-rolls. Are they all just vain and bold? I'm the invisible man with my invisible rants. In all the words galore.
invisible man with my invisible rants. In all the words he lost and hers of proofs and liars, our conversations will bend from the start to the end.
Morning Fuzz, Invisible Man.
I like stuff. They like a lot of my stuff on Instagram, which I think.
They're very engaged on the social
media. You're so
yes.
into Instagram today.
That's my preferred social media thing. And well, it's funny because Estelle.
Next week, we will have at least some logo choices for you guys to look at. I've been very busy.
Oh, okay. It's like I'm at work. I just had to look at a bunch of logos
for the new
on
show.
Friday.
And once we have that, I can put something on the new Instagram page. You guys can go to town on it.
Yeah, you haven't given us the code yet.
No. Well, speaking of going to town and shopping for the holidays, you can head on over to tweakedaudio.com. That's where the song was brought to you by. You can get headphones, earbuds, and accessories from tweakedaudio.com. I do think one of my favorite gifts Ed's ever given us is the ear. Uh-huh.
The Ricker?
Yeah,
the
enter
wooden,
discount
those
code.
Are great headphones.
Bitches at discount or at checkout for 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty on everything you buy. TweakedAudio.com. Are you guys done with your Christmas shopping?
Hell no. Believe it or not, the only person I've bought for is you so far.
Me?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I think Ed is one of the only people I have left.
Really?
Ed and then my cousins who I'm probably just going to get gift cards because they're like, because
you're still
teens.
Having tryouts for the, you're going to, you got to meet all the hookers.
You're
or?
the worst person to shop for. So I was just hoping me and her could just do a joint gift.
Yeah, let's
him.
Figure something out.
And then my grab bag with my family. But otherwise, I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah. I did it early this year because I knew with moving, I was going to be like a mess with money this month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I started shopping in like September.
I'm just going to do a ton of gift cards for all the nieces and nephews because...
I know. I was like, I'll just go to Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm-hmm. Be done.
Yeah.
Even
well,
though.
And this week they have 10% off of Target gift cards.
Oh,
which
really?
Is weird.
10% off of a gift card?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Maybe I'll do that.
I wanted to say we were talking about Instagram and music. Estelle from The Strays, she actually liked our post about the show somewhere on social media.
Probably and Twitter.
Oh, so maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But we
And actually, she was both. She did it on Twitter and she did it on the Facebook page.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. And it took me a minute. I'm like, thanks for listening. And then I'm like, oh, shit, it's Estelle from The Strays. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, thanks for sending us your music. So... Remember we talked about her on the show?
And you know how, you know how she actually listened to the show?
How?
Because she said, bitches. If you actually read what she put.
Oh,
yeah.
she did.
She put it like that.
Everybody loves that. Bitches.
We can still say it.
I think we will.
I mean, if we're going to be in a car at any point recording, I'm definitely going to be saying some swear words. So.
What did I just... Okay, Ed, I sent you a lot of like audio stuff this week.
Yeah, I ignored some of it because it
do
was
you mean
just
you
wasn't worth
some of
having.
It?
Which
like
one do you
what?
Want first?
Okay, well, what did you ignore? Okay. I really liked the whole farting thing.
From Graham Norton?
Yeah.
The Sarah Millican story?
That's a big... That's
you do date nights as well, don't you?
Yes, we try doing date nights to sort of, you know, get things, you know, moving. And and we tried one. We went out for a lovely curry, had a lovely curry, got in, put a DVD on, champion. But then halfway through the film got a little bit sort of, you know, a little bit smoochy. Things started getting a little bit hot. And we'd obviously forgotten that we'd had a curry a couple hours before that. Nevertheless, he went downstairs. I mean, you know, down. Yeah. I don't mean for like a glass of water.
No. Was this pre-shower, during shower, after shower?
After shower. Not a pervert. And.
But we're keeping it fresh.
Yeah, we're keeping it fresh. And he went downstairs, it was fun. It was all going too well, and then I sort of realised that I could. There's no nice way of saying this. I apologise in advance. I could feel a fart brewing.
Now she's sitting there with Vince Vaughn and Diddy in the middle of them.
Now who's learning? To do, so what I did, similar to in the film Rain Man, I just started going, uh-oh. And he just carried on. Because as he told me after, because he thought I was doing an impression of Beyonce.
Did you hold it until after it was over?
I managed to hold it in, you'll be pleased to know. Words and stuff now. So, you know, it's good to have safe words, even if it's just, I need to fart, is the same. It can be blunt, doesn't have to be coded.
But the other thing is you guys obviously have gotten close, that you're comfortable doing these things with each other, but there's still room to grow. There, you could get closer. The next time, maybe you let it go.
Absolutely. That's the next stage.
If
that'd
you,
be like,
if
maybe
you feel
I'm,
safe, if you want to give him that gift, if you feel safe.
The gift.
I couldn't go any longer. It was such a long clip.
So, if listeners, you want to go back, you can look at the Graham Norton show. But Diddy actually chimes in the whole clip. He sat there looking bored. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, you know, she's not going to fart in front of you for 7 years and can hide that. Then what else can she hide? Like, he really got into it. So it was a cute clip. And it's the truth, though. Like, there was a big debate at one point. On, I don't know what show it was, but the guys were saying, like, do you fart in front of the girl or do you say I love you? Do you say I love you first? Which comes first, farting or saying I love you?
I mean, for me, guys have always farted in front of me.
First, before they've said I love you.
I haven't gotten many I love you, so.
I don't
definitely
know.
Definitely the farts.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus.
I think the last guy I dated for a while, and I didn't even like realize I had to fart. And I was we were like standing there having a discussion. It wasn't. And then I'm talking and I guess a fart kind of popped out. And he's like, did you just fart? And I was like, yeah, but I didn't know that it was going to happen. It was like that was the first and only time I've done
I know.
That.
Yeah, I usually don't, or I never have. I don't think.
No,
I don't know. Like, I feel like mine are loud. Like, if I could do it silently and it smelled, I think I'd care less than it being a loud noise. I don't really? I like that it's a loud noise when I'm like around my family.
Yeah.
But it's not something I want to like do.
I knew couples that had been married for years and they never farted in front of each other.
Did I ever tell you that story?
I love that story. Tell
when
it again.
When she finally, I never heard my mom fart until I was like 12, maybe. My brother was like 10, maybe a little younger. We were in a car. And my dad got out to go do something, run into the store or something. And the three of us were waiting in the car. And as soon as my dad got out and was like walking, she farted in the car. And my brother and I looked at each other like, oh my God, we never heard her fart before.
Really?
So we roll the windows down. And we're like, Dad, Mom farted. Oh my God. Like, we have to announce this news.
She probably was
mortified. She's like from the front seat trying to grab us. You better shut the fuck up. I'll kill you. Yeah. It was a monumental moment in our family.
That's too funny. Yeah. From the guy's point of view, Ed,
does it,
a girl who farts, does it bother you? Does it faze you?
It's funny that they try to hold it.
So if like my two sons,
you fart.
They don't. No, but I mean, the girls. If a girl farts,
holy shit!
Did the Bears just win?
Oh,
or tied?
I think that. Well, it's down by a point, but they only had 3 seconds left, and the Bears just tied. Oh my God! I had written this game off.
Are they going to go for the 2 points?
If Matt Nagy's got fucking balls, we'll
go for two points. Everyone already knows about this. Is two-day-old news.
He already said one.
Yeah. So does it go into OT?
Yes.
Okay. Because there was a sport where they used to go into overtime and now they don't. Or
every sport goes into overtime.
No, but
it's sudden.
A new rule with, I can't remember.
I think it was baseball. Where you have to, didn't it used to only go?
Baseball doesn't have an OT. They just have extra innings.
Well, the same thing. It's extra innings because it's tied.
I don't.
But I'm saying, don't they, isn't there a new rule with how long they can go or
no.
something?
I
know what you're talking about.
Yes,
something did change.
Because something changed with some sport. And I'm like, okay, so you mean it's going to end in a tie? Like, they're not going to try to break the tie?
Yeah, they're allowing ties.
Yeah, and I can't remember
so many,
what sport.
Either extra innings or overtime.
The NFL has always been able to end in a tie. It just doesn't happen very often.
Oh.
If nobody scores during it's a tie.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was.
It just doesn't happen.
They've gone into double overtime, haven't they?
No. It's playoffs when you have to have a
win.
Right,
okay.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense.
Just like in hockey, you keep playing 20-minute periods in the playoffs until...
I love overtime.
Every time I've gone to see the Bears play at Soldier Field, they always go into overtime.
Do you at least stay and watch?
Oh, yeah. I don't... Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Couple. I mean, this wasn't even a couple.
That was a sweet comeback.
16 years ago.
I still think this team's a year or two away from being an actual threat, but that was fantastic.
Is that Trubisky with his beard?
He's so cute. Mm. My dad and brother left the game when they were down by like 2 touchdowns and came back and won in overtime. They were listening in the car on the way, like on the Stevenson.
So they're probably like, fuck, we missed a really good game.
And it was like my brother's birthday or something. So of course me and my mom are like calling them. Did you guys stay? And they're in the car like, no.
No.
Well, yeah.
And then they walk in the front door. Hey,
yeah,
we're home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't leave before it's completely over. You never
Unless
know what's going to happen.
Or something. You got to stay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Cold games are not my favorite. Okay. We're going to edit all of this out.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'll leave it. Who knows?
Okay. Well, are you ready?
I don't know. You breaking in screaming was scared. It scared me.
Well, because it did look like the Bears were dead.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. The fact that they even got that onside kick is crazy.
All right. Are we ready to do 5 things that Samantha likes?
Sure.
Or should we wait for the final?
Kick it off.
For the final minute.
No,
of
let
the
it
game.
Go because this could take, you know, 15. It could be in half hour before this game. So.
Okay. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. 5 things that Samandy likes. These are 5 things that Samandy likes. Ed, you're not joining in with me this time.
5 things
that Samandy likes. Does he join in?
These are 5 things that Samandy likes.
No, you're going to do an ooh, ooh. See, this is why we have to kill this bit for the new show because we don't know what we're doing.
No, I love this bit. Okay, so number one, after our show last week, I got home.
You got laid.
No, that might be tonight.
Oh.
So I got home. I grabbed my little purse and I went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Was it good?
It was so good.
See, I heard that they kind of like glossed over the
yes, they did
gayness of him.
They did.
Which is kind of annoying to me.
They really, as good as the movie was, they did kind of play down the extent of his disease.
Mm. But I, there were a few components.
But it was
there
still
that
a great movie.
Yeah, that I
was. He's gonna win all the awards.
I mean, hope so. He was just the energy he had on screen, and I'm telling you, all of the other band members, the actors that they found to play them were like 100%
right on.
I've
seen them do the split screen where it's like the actual performance versus the movie one, and it looks identical.
Yes, yes. So it was. I would actually see it over and over. It was such a good movie. And I wasn't aware that like he was engaged and he was in love with this woman Mary for like years.
But like,
and then he
the one who worked at the clothing store.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Fruit Fly Mary or like.
No,
really
like
love?
He, it was his first love. And then he said to her, like, I think I might be bisexual. She's like, I actually already knew that, you know. So I think he discovered who he was while he was with her, but never stopped loving her. Maybe not in such a sexual way, but loved her as, you know, best friend, a member of the family. So it kind of gave you that kind of insight as to just different ways people love each other.
I gotta see it. I haven't seen any new movies lately.
It was so good. So good. So I can recommend that. And it was funny because I posted it on Facebook and everybody's like, oh my God, I love that movie. I haven't heard anybody say they didn't like it. Some people like Ed where they weren't too impressed with the timeline not being super
accurate.
That's
the only thing I heard.
Yeah. Because I don't think he knew or something about like the whole AIDS reveal before Live Aid. Like, I think the timeline was a little different there, but I think they just had to kind of squeeze it in the movie to make it work. Number two, John Hughes. I really miss him. And it's funny because this week I work in the north suburbs. And so Shermer Road is, I take Shermer to go to the train station.
Well, Northbrook used to be called Shermer, Illinois.
Well, right. And so in all of John Hughes movies,
it's always
they go
like
to
the high school.
Yeah, they go to
the
Shermer
city,
High or whatever. So
why do you think my band's album was called Tales from Shermer?
I know that. Okay. Yes, because I think I have that album. And but every time I drive down there, I make sure I have like my old new wave music on. And I'm like, John Hughes, if you're riding shotgun, like this is a cool song. Like, I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
You didn't watch any movies recently? You got to do a little John Hughes marathon or something.
Well, that was my phrase from the 80s that pays this week is a John Hughes movie.
Okay.
You want it? Okay. I'll tell you what it is. So it's I'd Shit Twice and Die. Do you remember that?
No.
Shit Twice and Die.
You really don't remember that?
You don't remember that?
Is that from 16 Candles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where she's walking down the hall. She had just dropped the note and she's like,
when
oh
you
my
played
God.
The clip, I
shit twice and died.
I remembered it more.
But I still use that phrase too, and it makes me laugh.
I love that
I'm like,
movie.
I shit twice
I finally
and
won HQ. I don't know if anyone plays
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. We play it.
I won $7.
Nice. So way
rich.
To go.
But it was because it was a movie
but
trivia.
But don't you need 10 to cash out?
No.
In your account?
I cashed out 7.
Oh, okay.
I think you need at least like 5 or something.
I don't. Hopefully, you'll win a big jackpot.
Well, it was a movie trivia night, and honestly, I'm like, if there ever was a night I was going to win, it was that.
Nice.
Yeah. And there was a Breakfast Club question, which is one of my faves.
Oh,
so.
I told you my Breakfast Club story, right?
I don't know.
That when they were filming the movie, I used to go roller skating at this roller rink that was right on Golf and Roselle at Fireside.
Yeah.
And my friend Deanne. Her family owned a limo company, so we would just sit at the end of the night and wait for one of the limos to come and pick us up. So we're sitting on the curb, and a limousine pulls up, and we get up and start walking towards it, but then all of a sudden the door opens, and all these guys get out of it, and they open up the trunk, and they grab hockey sticks and I think a tennis ball, and they start like playing hockey in the parking lot, because it was a huge parking lot. And my friend and I are like, oh shit, I guess that's not our ride. So we start talking to these guys, and we're like, what are you guys doing like out this late in a limo or whatever? They're like, oh, we're filming a movie down the street. And we're like, oh, yeah, right. And we're like, what's the movie called? And they're like, Breakfast Club. And we're like, that's the stupidest name we've ever heard. So we just like chatted and rapped with all of the guys from Breakfast
that's
Club.
Funny.
Is that not hilarious? I'm telling you, I
were
meet
none
these-
of them like famous at that point?
I don't think
well, this
so.
This would have been 1983.
But in all of the, but you, these movies film like year or two in advance.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Definitely.
So when Breakfast Club and 16, they all came out all around the same time.
Yeah.
You figure, no, there was no, you wouldn't have seen them yet because all of these movies were being filmed. But that's like story of my life. I meet these famous people and I don't realize who they are until afterwards. Like Neil Young, I had lunch with him. I had no fucking clue it was Neil Young.
He bought you McDonald's.
He did. And I thought he was just the old bus driver.
Yeah.
And I felt sorry for him and had lunch with them. So number three, Facebook. What is going on with Facebook? It tickled me and made me laugh that I am now a top fan for Rick Springfield after I made
a top
one
fan thing
comment.
Is a joke.
But then I'm
like, you get to select if you're a top fan.
No, I got this two alerts
you
in one day.
Right. And you clicked on it and that's when you accepted it.
Right. But I was like, why are they even asking me to be a top fan? I commented once.
That's all. It's Rick Springfield.
What does that do though? Does that make people want to go on?
No.
Nothing.
So like Jeff, super fan, Jeff H, Ed's buddy. He's a top fan for Steve Dahl. So every time he makes a comment, there's
other
a little star
it.
And it says top fan next to his name. So that's why I called him an ass kisser on one episode. But now he's like, he comments on all of our stuff. So I can't complain.
Is he a top fan of us?
We haven't initiated that system.
That level of engagement?
Well, no, I think we have to turn it on.
Yeah, we're not narcissists.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. But the other thing is, where does Facebook come up with these people you should be friends with?
From like your email,
bad algorithm,
everything.
But yeah.
Okay.
Because it's always people you never want to see again.
Right?
Right. Yeah. This week it was, you
want
to be.
Suggestions. I'm like, no, delete all these.
Yeah.
What
the hell is
this?
It was my freshman math teacher.
Oh, that's weird.
And Gary Meyer. I'm like, why the fuck would I want to be
I
friends with
either
one? I
also think sometimes if you have mutual friends,
I have
a
gone
lot.
As far on Facebook as to remove all my education stuff. Oh, thank God.
I don't have my job on there. I put Radio Misfits
as
my job.
Radio Misfits is now. You know,
I probably
the
should do that. That's how I got caught up with the flowers at my office thing.
Oh yeah, I just list Radio Misfits as my job on everything. I don't ever put my education level.
My problem is though, like again, I have clients on my Facebook, so I can't put.
Yeah, that's podcasts. Where you should have a professional Facebook if you want one for that.
Because I'm so professional.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but you can post like. Raunchy shit, but you just have to make sure who can see it.
Yeah.
And then you can delete those people from seeing it, but it's a pain in the ass, especially if you're drinking. You're not going to follow the rules.
I'm not going to be doing any of that.
So number four on Samandy's list is Chicago weather. On Monday.
Like?
Now, well, I like the variety. I'm just hoping like 80 degrees and sunny is right around the corner.
Oh my God.
But like Monday, I shoveled out 10 inches of snow because my boss.
Yeah, should have waited.
Protocol is as if the local high school near the office has a snow day, we do too. And he like kind of rubbed that in our faces. Well, 11 o'clock, the school closes. So I email everybody in the office. School's closed. Looks like we got a snow day. So he confirms that, yes, we have a snow day.
11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
7 a.m. He's texting me. It's not so bad out here. We're going to start at noon. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Maybe you only got 3 inches over there. I got like almost a foot of snow over here. So I had to clean off my car.
I would have told him to have a good time.
Yeah, why didn't you say that?
I feel like I can't.
Was the high school starting at noon?
No one was starting. All of the employees that have kids had canceled out their babysitters or the schools were closed. So it was like we did a skeleton crew. It took me 2 hours to clean the car and just shovel the driveway. And that was like heart attack snow. It was ridiculous.
Where the hell were your sons?
My oldest goes to UIC. They don't ever close that campus. So he had to go to school. And then Joe did come out and help me. But we only have one shovel.
Wow.
So he cleaned the cars and then I shoveled. But it was just ridiculous. And then I only ended up working for like 3 hours.
Yeah,
so it was stupid. But I'm just like, and today or last night, thunderstorm. Holy cow, the thunder and the lightning out by me. We had hail. So I'm like, maybe it'll be 80 and sunny in a few days.
It seems like it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
And then last...
Lauren Strange.
I like her.
Me too.
I like all of our lady artists.
Ed's got a crush.
No.
He's got a crush on
Lauren. I do not have a crush.
Well, we're going to... Is she young?
She's like 30, 31.
She's a cutie. Blondie. Right up his alley. Right up his alley. With a stick of butter.
You like her.
I like simple pleasures like butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth. That's just me. That's just something that I enjoy. Call me crazy. Call me a pervert.
I like lollipops in my mouth.
I'm sure you do.
I had 2 Tootsie Pops this week while I drove home from work.
What was his name?
One was grape and one was raspberry.
Do you bite it or do you lick it?
I suck it until I get to the Tootsie Center. So, hey, Lauren, the Strays, all of our fabulous artists that we've showcased. Yeah, Morning Fuzz that we featured on the show. They've all submitted their music to us at RadioMisfits.com.
Ed's very distracted by the Bears game.
Bears who apparently cannot play in light rain.
Oh, see, I can't see because I'm sitting sideways. So anyway, if you would like to submit music or you have a friend or a family member that has a band that are they're unsigned artists, go to RadioMisfits.com, click on the Submit Music tab and follow the instructions and send it on over to us. Just warning you, Ed has to listen to it. It has to pass his picky little taste for it to make it on the show.
Good luck with that, everybody.
Yeah. So find us at RadioMisfits.com. And if you would like to leave us a voicemail, like Johnny from the North Shore did today, you can give us a call at 312-508-3552. And don't be discouraged when you call. It's going to say like the Google person cannot be reached. Leave a message. Don't think that it's like an error message. It just, you go straight into voicemail. You don't have to be nervous.
And you don't always have to compliment Ed just because you're calling.
I know. The men love Ed. I don't know what it is. God, did people love you this much when you were on Steve Dahl's show? Sure. Edzilla?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Ed with his Fabrini flowers.
I mean, it was all men, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. You got it like an appeal.
It's a man's world. Baby, yeah. It's cold outside.
I really won't stay. Whatever the words are, I don't really know. And then you can find us you'll always be able to find us on Facebook. At the moment, we're on Dishing Bitches at We Dish It, Twitter at Dishing Bitches. But in just
How you still talk about that, even though it's all going away.
In a few weeks, we're going to be Steph's in the City, and you can actually find us on Instagram. We just haven't posted anything, but you can like Steph's in the City. And Ed, I wanted to ask you because I was kind of looking up the hashtag Steph's in the City or the address at Steph's in the City. Apparently, a lady had it at one point, and now she doesn't, and we do.
It's just one Steph.
No, it's
and the Bears lose.
It's at Steph's in the City.
No, but is she just one?
I think she's just one step. So we can take her if we need to. But I don't, it's kind of funny because there were all these like tags and then, but yeah, we have it. So it was really weird. And they're old though, from like 2010 and 2012. Here's the thing.
Tags don't mean anything. It's not like
she would do at Steph's in the City. Well, so it makes me wonder, was it somebody's?
Obviously somebody who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, it's old, like from 2010, 2012. They're pretty old. So yeah, submit your music, guys. Come on now. We're going to have like a inaugural show. We're going to need some good
at
tunes.
Some point in January.
Can maybe do it from my new apartment.
And sure. For the listeners that hate it when Ed cuts me off, my number 5.
Yes, because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me.
You are such a dick.
Everyone's just turning it off.
Now. Right, they are, because they're thinking it's over.
He's just over it because of the Bears. We're not done.
We're not done. No, we're not. You're done. Leave the table.
Sorry, like 40 minutes.
Spin the computer. Steph can handle whatever. It.
Oh, my God. Paula's going to kill you. Every time she's like, tell Ed, stop interrupting you guys.
That's the most complaints I get because honestly, I actually had somebody say,
you guys are welcome to do the new show on your own.
Well, they laugh.
I will get you. You are absolutely welcome to do the new show on your own and just upload to the Dropbox.
But people will miss you. We have to face the fact that people like you.
I'm totally, totally fine with
that. He doesn't care what people say. He just won't do it. He's not going to take anything into consideration.
He's just
going to
be a pouty Pisces.
No, not at all.
It was just, okay, then I won't do it.
You're popping your peas.
Because I'm pissed.
You got to give her the take screen. Take off my bra and blast my nips.
I think listeners think that before... like you cut the show off, they don't realize that we are cut off completely. Like we don't continue talking about the topic. We don't keep on going. They feel like they're missing out on the rest of the conversation.
So what was your number 5?
Leave them wanting Samandy. More.
Number 5 was, I love covers of songs. And I was shopping in Old Navy and they had a cover of Spoon's Do You. And I've been searching for it. I've Googled it. I cannot find it.
You don't have a Shazam on your phone?
I couldn't get to it fast enough. Mm-hmm. I had an armful of clothes in my purse. And so, yeah, so now I'm on the quest.
Usually
to
that's
find
always
it.
Like Muzak playing. So
well, and it
kind
of
you...
was like a, you know, like a, I don't know how to, electronica version of it. It was, but it was good. And I'm like, oh my God, I love covers. And I can't find it anywhere. So that was my number five.
I think people are rioting because the Bears lost. There's a lot of sirens outside right now.
Poor Bears. But they've been doing so good. So we can't be upset. Oh, here's something. On Facebook, people use Facebook to just complain and rip people apart and blah, blah, blah. So I thought it was hilarious that there was this lady, Wendy Lacey, and it was in like the Schaumburg community, you know, group or whatever. So she posts, looking for a recommendation for sesame chicken. Didn't like Woos. Anything else I should try? We live near Roselle and Higgins. And it cracked me up because Amy Wu of Woos replied, thanks for giving us a try anyway. I can't when you're sticking a fucking thing in my face. I feel like you have like this, that, whatever, that gynecologist thing. Okay, can you hear me better?
I can hear you.
Am I popping my peas?
No.
I can't read with this thing in my face. So anyway, Amy Wu of Woos just said, thanks for giving us a try anyways, Wendy. Hope you're staying warm. And I was like, how embarrassing. Like, you shout out a restaurant that you don't like, and so the restaurant says, sorry, you didn't like us.
People love that, though. I think that's what they want. And she probably wanted them to be like, come back and get a free
appetizer. Sesame chicken.
That's
maybe
all
if you
people
try it.
People on social media, vendors, you know, restaurants like that, they've caught on to that scam.
Yeah. Yeah. But they also, I know, like, it's always a policy to respond in some way.
Yes.
Like with TripAdvisor, because I work with a lot of hotels.
Oh, really?
That's a big thing. Really quickly. So Thursday night, I decided to paint my apartment.
Oh, yay.
And it's the garden unit. I have blinds and everything.
Nice.
And what's the over and under on that thing flooding at some point during your residence?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just curious.
Doesn't everyone have like a basement and stuff? The only time I've ever had problems with flooding, and I have storage in my basement now, and I've always had storage
in the basement.
So there's
a basement there. It's not just you're the bottom.
Don't say the street, but what?
I mean, it's right off of Damon.
What's your address?
It's right off of Damon.
Right, but what are the numbers?
2005.
Okay, so, it's west, so you're facing that way.
I'm
just thinking of the elevation of the city in that area. Garden apartments always scare the hell out of me.
Again, I have a basement in my building now. I'm on the third floor, but everything's down there in our storage unit. We've never gotten water.
I have a friend who had a garden apartment on the near north side, and yeah, it got flooded.
Well, thanks.
A lot.
Thanks.
We'll
see if that happens.
We've had a lot of rain recently, so nothing really happened. Because of the cold, people's basements and stuff were flooding because of power.
Growing up, we were at the bottom of a hill on our block, and we definitely had so much trouble with water.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
But so I was painting, and I just got off work. I didn't have any clothes with me that I wanted to like wear while painting. And
so you painted naked?
Yeah, I just had my underwear on because I'm like, whatever. It's hot in here anyway.
Right. No one's there.
I finally live alone. I can do this. So did like the whole room, did a little bit in my bedroom. I was like, I got to go home and go to bed. It was like 11 p.m. I had to work the next day. And so Friday I went back to like move some more stuff in, and I had a bunch of shit in my car. So, you know, I had went into the apartment and like all the lights were on and stuff. And then I ran out back to my car, and I'm walking past the windows, and I'm like, you can totally see down there when the lights are on.
No.
So anyone walking past on Thursday night most likely saw me painting in my underwear.
There you go.
No bra. Just underwear.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
You're going to be on a website soon.
Or like the neighbors are like, who the fuck moved in here? Oh my God, I was mortified.
Oh wow. Hey, I told you I was vacuuming naked, and the fishing guys in the boat were like just hovering out and I'm like, oh boy.
But it, like, literally straight down, and I'm right off the street. Like,
and they're right, and there are never any boats just hanging out down at your part of the lake. now it's very popular.
They had binoculars.
I have binoculars.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long I'll live there after this.
Well, put some blinds up. You're fine. Yeah. Hey, well, you never
know. I have
know.
Blinds up. That's the thing. You still see down there.
So if you can pretend to look between the ages of 21 and 34, Steph.
People think I'm 28 a lot.
Okay, there you go. You can audition for The Real World.
Oh, that used to be my dream. Wait, 34?
Yeah, they say that if you appear to be between the ages of 21 and 34.
Because I think the cutoff used to be like 28. I remember when I turned that age, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I can never be in Real World.
Well, guess what? Your dreams are coming true. Yeah, so they're...
I'm older and wiser. I know I don't want to do that.
Well, they're here in Chicago looking for a new batch of roommates. So they're also hitting Atlanta and Miami. And I guess they filmed here before, like 2014.
Yeah, they were in the West Loop.
Yeah, so... if you're interested.
I do have a connection. My friend was on Road Rules and has done the past challenges.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe there you go, people. If you're interested in being on the Real World, you can go online. They're accepting applications online. And they didn't give the date for when they would be at the Bar Louis Pruner's Row.
We went, my friends and I.
Like the only remaining Bar Louis.
Maybe in my 20s we went. There used to be a show on MTV where you got like locked in this haunted place. And like you had to stay there for like two nights or something.
It was
like
I kind of remember that.
And we went to try out for that. And one of my friends made it to like a bunch of different interviews and ended up getting on the show, but like made it really far.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think like I
mean, I live in a haunted house. We haven't had any problems lately, though. So Ed kept cutting this off of our outline, guys. But I really want to know if any of our listeners are going to do this. If I had a penis, I would do this.
Oh, yeah.
The puppetry of the penis. It's a good thing you put the pop filter on. Did you practice?
This is like a thing from like 20 fucking years ago.
But still, like, guys, they're always having their junk in their hands. Okay. Like, try making. So I'm going to tell you all how to make a hamburger. Nobody it's cares. Also called genital folding.
What do you do? So, you just pull.
Because I love Jesus.
I gotta do that.
For real this time.
Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.